Satnam, beautiful Shakti activators and guides and angels and beings and worlds upon worlds and known and unknown. Welcome to Shakti Activation Reunion, July 7th, 2015. Seven, wow. I am a seven. No wonder I'm feeling so good today. My soul number. Seven is, right, aura, the energy that's coming in, and it's the place where we can interface the body of our 10 bodies, where we interface with the frequencies that are coming in. So it's important during this, shall we say, time of intense changes or intense evolutionary forces or ascension that Yogi G saying, practice your odd grain of maize and call upon the protection of higher frequencies, because it's like when we're in those ascension frequencies, higher mind, neutral mind, creative mind, executive mind, we really can't be seen by the lower frequencies. So the quote-unquote dark forces that are doing everything they can to scare us into submission, yeah, so that they can still feel powerful, can't really see us, can't really see these higher frequencies. So our greatest protection is all of our bodies when we vibrate with the protection of our aura, our awareness, our consciousness. And so right now I'm feeling the beginning of the download, the beginning of the reset, the beginning of the DNA restructuring. Is I'm seeing literally golden threads that are coming down from these frequencies, and they're intertwining, interweaving like a support system, like a vine, with our threads of consciousness. So everybody's been really busy evolving. Thank you, healing. And that's the thanks from our guide, not me, including all of us. So that right now we're weaving a new cloth, a higher frequency cloth, a beautiful golden thread. So they're weaving their threads, their golden threads, with ours, and it's going to act as a support system, uplifting us. So, like, that's it. Okay, good, good, good. So just feel that, receive that. Let that intertwine all the way down to your feet, the golden frequency, the golden vine. It looks like the Kundalini, the DNA is being rewoven, kind of a field around us and connecting with the earth, the mother. And let's feel these golden vine-like frequencies pass through our bodies. And, okay, good. Wow, wow. And now we're connecting with Gaia. Gaia is the goddess consciousness of the mother, the frequency that comes through the elemental kingdom, the crystalline frequencies. It's a big collective of entities, so to speak, that work together as one, the Ekongkar. Gaia is in Ekongkar. The planet is in Ekongkar. And the ascension is to raise the frequency of the beings on the planet in harmony with the Ekongkar, with nature that's in harmony. There we go. Okay, good. Breathe. Pull it up. Pull the frequencies up from the crystal now, the crystalline frequencies of the earth, and send them back through the sun and the central sun. Oh, wow. breathe and exhale. Oh, good. Now just feel the ripple effect. Okay, good. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're receiving. We're connecting. The ascension frequency is the interweaving of the silver and the gold strands. The silver is the divine feminine, and the gold is the divine masculine, but it's just the polarity. Those are just words. We all have both, the Ida and the Pingala, night and day, right and left hemispheres of the brain. Excellent. So we're weaving this, and today what we're really working with moving into and understanding is we're moving into the consciousness, the ascension consciousness, out of the third dimension, out of the 3D, that reality is duality. Reality, that kind of rhymes. That reality is duality. We're moving into the conscious awareness, the truth, the sat nam, the sat kartar, that the doing of the truth is that reality creation is polarity. So as a consciousness, the collective consciousness, that will be able to handle these frequencies that are coming through, it's not that we're all moving to become the same. It's more that the polarities, the awareness of the polarities of creation are becoming more intense, and we're learning how to navigate, how to balance right in left hemispheres, right in left feet, how to stay balanced in more and more intense polarities. And it doesn't mean that the polarities have to be bad. It just means that we're aware that we can be a big enough container. We can contain with our consciousness, as if we're wrapping our consciousness around the whole sphere of the earth with our minds. That's how powerful our minds are. To contain the polarity of creation at this chaotic time. And when we do that, which is what we're doing right now, we're helping to balance and stabilize these forces that are moving, up through the earth. So it's energies that need to be released into higher frequencies, just like we started receiving those higher frequencies. There's energies that have been trapped, like tattvas or elementals, that have been held captive also by lower frequencies. So the whole master-slave, power-over mentality is bursting open right now. So areas in your life, for you or for us, if you feel that you've been held captive by them or held back by them or couldn't really allow your full soul expression to come out, will really come up to be shown. So this is a time when maybe people are moving or leaving relationships or finding new allies. So watch for the bursting of the dam, right, where you feel and notice, and it could just be your own internal struggles, your own thought forms, your own programs, our own hypnotic suggestions of feeling guilty and shameful, like we're not beautiful divine beings. We have to be held down by all these fears, all this programming, all this anguish. None of that is true. And what's really, really exciting during this time is what we have. What happened the other day was this Venus-Jupiter conjunction, which could be seen in the sky for 2 days. I actually only saw it once. I walked out on my porch and looked straight into the sky. It was about 8:30 p.m. on the West Coast. And what it is, what was shown to us that could only be seen every 2,000 years, is Jupiter, which was the Star of Bethlehem, and it looked exactly like that if anybody else saw it, and it was pulsating out just with the rays on the side, and it was moving around, and I was just standing there receiving the frequencies, and this is the configuration that happened at the birth, obviously we know at the birth of Jesus, the Christ light. So the Christ light is now coming back around. That was the beginning of the Piscean Age, this is the beginning of the Aquarian Age. It's now coming back around. The Christ light is being reconfigured and rebroadcast so that we can all be Christed. We can all move back in connection with the purity of our soul frequency. And that is huge. So this is the biggest configuration, the biggest reset in 2,000 years. And I'm so happy we could all be here sharing these frequencies together. Thank you. What a reunion. So what happened, as we know, that when Jesus was born, they called it the virgin birth, but we can also call it the purity, the pure consciousness of the light of the Christ shone through, and he began, along with other masters and teachers, we know our lineage, our guru lineage, but Christ's light showed all the darkness, all the corruption, and those corrupt beings wanted to stop the brilliance of the light. So the Shakti, the women who reflect and channel, who are the holders of the infinite, bringing life through onto the planet, have been persecuted and chained, and if it wasn't a virgin birth, you were, what, a whore, a prostitute? But now we're reclaiming our purity of consciousness for women, for men, for children, for the animals. And it's this purity of consciousness that we're holding, the realization that we can reconnect with our soul frequency and let our light shine, and that's what we're here to do. And that's what the Star of Bethlehem, 2,000 years, the beginning of the Aquarian Age, is showing us, that we are here, we are the masters we've been waiting for. So this allows the tattvas, the elements, the elemental kingdom in the earth to be freed up also. So the ascension of the earth has to do with freeing up. The earth has been held captive, also enslaved by people. We were talking about this earlier, fracking and all these other things are going to stop, and they have to stop. So the earth is not meant to be used and abused, and women aren't meant to be used and abused, and humans aren't. So that whole mentality is being brought to the surface so that we can just look at it and say, okay, yes, we're in polarity, and that is the darkness, but darkness doesn't have to be evil. It can just be a contrast. So polarity is a contrast. Night's not bad and day's not bad. It's just the contrast. So when people were basically unaware or unenlightened or unconscious or whatever, the darkness could represent evil, which is just live spelled backwards. They didn't know how to live in the light of the truth. So we want to align with the Sat Nam, living in alignment with the truth, with polarity and embracing and loving polarity and accepting night and dark and making the distinction that evil does not have to rule this planet anymore. Great. So all the guys and angels are saying, yes, they're standing up and applauding. Yes. So evil no longer rules. And speaking of rules, by the way, we do have this Sun Mars in Cancer, and with Capricorn conjuncting Pluto. So what does that mean? It means that the seeds that were planted in the 60s and 2,000 years ago are coming around. So Capricorn's the structure. The structures are changing. Cancer is our inner feminine, our inner sensitivity, our inner child. So the structures need to, the father needs to protect the daughter. The structures need to protect the people, not abuse them. So we just had the Supreme Court saying that gay marriage is legal. So the seeds of being an individual, being different, not having to just be a drone or that were planted in the 60s, people wanting to really be who they were, is now being accepted. So we're getting structures that are set in place that are supportive of people's individuality, people's, the way people want to shine their individual lights. So that's happening astrologically also. So we have this Star of Venus, which is this Venus, Jupiter, Star of Bethlehem, I mean, which is this Venus-Jupiter conjunction for 2 days. Then we have this Cancer-Capricorn conjuncting with Pluto. That's getting structures that support us, not structures that oppress us. So that's the ascension. The ascension is getting out of the oppression, and that's what's happening. So how can we hold these frequencies and not be destabilized by all of the release that's happening on the planet? And the way that we do that is with the radiant body. And with the radiant body cuts through. So when you think about the radiant body as the sun, with all these like rays of light going out from it, that light literally cuts through. So if you think like a knife cutting through a vegetable or something, That's the radiant body. The radiant body, the truth, cuts through. The light of the truth cuts the darkness. You know, that rock, paper, scissors. So you want to be aware of just the mechanism of what's going on right now. So if you're starting to feel overwhelmed or too much or whatever it is that you're feeling, you can remember that. Just do a little breath of fire, arms up 60 degrees, till you feel the light of your radiant body around you, strengthening your aura, and know that your light cuts through the darkness, and you are cutting through so much more darkness than you even know. So it's all because of the radiant body, because you've energized yourself, and you've energized the truth. So the truth is your sword. The truth is your way through. And we do need a sword of light to cut through this darkness. And so that we don't get lost in our own inner conflict. So the inner conflict is the polarity with consciousness, which is good. So we want to always have the polarity to show us where we need to go. Polarity can point the direction. Oh, it's dark, it's night, I need to turn on my headlights. Oh, it's light, I don't need the headlights on my car. So polarity isn't scary. The opposite isn't scary. It just points the direction. Evil's what's scary, yeah. But not polarity. So the inner conflict, the negative mind, all thoughts go through the negative mind, into the positive, into the neutral mind. The inner conflict is when we get stuck, like, oh, I shouldn't have done this or that, or I feel bad, or whatever that inner dialogue is. So remember, when you get into your inner conflict, it's the polarity. So the polarity of the inner conflict is, the opposite polarity is the consciousness and your will, your ability to act. So you just notice, oh, here's the inner conflict. Oh, and here's my way out of the inner conflict. My negative mind is just the polarity for my consciousness and my will, my ability to act, and my ability to act what? Act based on the power of the truth. It's true that light is more powerful than darkness. It's true that I can cut through these thoughts with my radiant body. I can get out my sword of light. You know, what am I going to do? What's my destiny? What can I say? I just have to keep going. And then it's that when we act with alignment with our destiny, which is the power of the truth, then that seva, or acting out of divine service and divine will, is the ascension, is the key to ascension. Every time we take a higher action based on polarity, then heavens rejoice. Heavens rejoice and say, yeah, yeah, with the light of the soul, we can cut through everything. And what, you know, what makes that happen? What makes that happen? What makes it happen is knowing that we're working with our soul, our higher self. We're working with the company of heaven. We're working with the unseen. We're working with the unknown. We're working with the pranic body. We're working with the infinite. Now the infinite has become our friend. So the polarity is, this is what I see. This is what I see needs to be done. And my team that I have with me, the field of the unknown is with me. So the polarity becomes what we know and what we see and what we don't see, and we see the positive, we see the etheric field, we see the field of love around us, and we invite that in to become our friend. So that's the polarity, rather than being afraid of something that's happening around us. So it takes us out of that inner conflict, which creates fear. And fear does create the evil of darkness, which leads to disease. So we have to come back into the body, notice what the mind is doing, and use it as a polarity. Use it to lift it up, to lift us up into to what is the truth of the destiny. Everything else is going to fall away. That's the only truth. Why are we here? We're here to bring forth the power of the truth. And then we can live with that bubble of protection that the truth provides us. And that light is more powerful than what, quote-unquote, the cabal or the dark side is trying to do to us now, even though there's suffering and things may look really horrible in some places. Still, the light, the power of heaven, the light of eternal life, the truth that we're eternal souls, is still more powerful than the suffering on the planet. So let's take a breath and breathe into dignity, divinity, your grace, and your destiny. And just breathe into that. And breathe into the purity of that. And know that, as Yogi Bhajan says, the one who has created you will take care of you. So think of a reframe from the Christianity trying to take over the purity by saying, well, if you aren't a woman that can, you know, give birth by being a virgin, then, you know, you're a witch or something. So to reclaim the purity of that, we want to just speak the truth that our destiny is to be pure. Our destiny is that the power of our soul is greater than somebody's darkness, somebody's thoughts they put on us. So we can move into concentrating and meditating and singing and dancing and activate that in our physical bodies. Okay, beautiful. Good. Thank you. Wow. Okay, we just got a reset right there. I don't know if you guys felt it, but we just got a big thank you. We just got a big reset in the physical body about the truth of the Shakti, who women are. This activation of the divine masculine is just as important, but it's all just coming through. We're both male and female, but it's coming through the goddess energy right now. The goddess is coming through the purity. Thank you. Oh, wow. That's so beautiful. Just accepting that virgin means pure. We're accepting right now that we are the Virgin Mary. We are that archetype. And when we accept, okay, beautiful, this is so powerful. Oh, thank you. They're just saying thank you to us. We accept, we're holding that frequency that we are the Virgin Mary right now, the Star of Bethlehem, and we're reclaiming that purity in ourselves, the Shakti activation in this moment. Then we reset the frequency. So remember, when we move beyond 3D, we're in vertical time. When time is linear, we're caught. We have to go from one place to another. We have to do this. We have to do it within a certain set pattern. But when we go beyond 3D, we move beyond time. We're not bound by time and space. So we can reset our auras with the frequency of the Virgin Mary right now. Because it's just a frequency that we have access to, because we're eternal beings. So when we go into vertical frequency, the vertical presence, it's not really time, it's out of time. We can find that frequency. That frequency still exists. It's a frequency that's not bound by time and space, of the purity and the destiny of the Virgin Mary. And so just breathe that into your body and feel that you are that. I am that. Thou art that. Om Tat Sat. I am that eternal truth. I am that. Tat Sat. I am that. I am that truth. I embody that eternal frequency of the pure virgin birth. I am birthing the Christ light with my consciousness. We don't have to have a physical baby, because we're birthing the consciousness with the light of our minds. That's a birth also. We're birthing the light into many forms, into the fields. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I'm happy with this. Thank you. Oh, breathe into that. Yay. Whoa. Oh, that's so good. Oh, yeah. Great. Excellent. Wow. So that's the resolution of the inner conflict. When we vibrate with the frequency of the truth that has no time and space, it's in this vertical reality, then we can create from the truth. So it takes us, the inner conflict is now moved into the connection with our ability to create as co-creator beings. And that's why we're here between ages, to hold this frequency of anchoring in these new frequencies for the Aquarian Age. We are the ground crew. This is the most powerful time to be on the earth between ages. Also, the most tumultuous. Imagine that. Oh, my gosh. We are moving into the dimension that is infinity, and that is coming up through you, up through the crystalline core of the mother right now, because you have anchored in the archetype of the Virgin Mary, the Christ light, the Star of Bethlehem. This is the frequency we were meant to pull through today. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Yeah. Now, the dimensions are opening up and they're starting to spin like the Star of Bethlehem. So, when the first three dimensions meet with the upper three chakras, first three chakras, upper chakras meet at the heart chakra, what happens? The star spins interdimensionally and opens us up to all, to the vertical dimension. And that was the download, that was the message from the Star of Bethlehem the other day. That's what we're doing. Odd such, do God such, have they such, Nanika Hosi be such. Opening up the dimension so they can spin, and all these frequencies can go out to where they're needed. So people that need to get connected to this silver gold frequency for support and to believe that it's true that we can have this much purity on the planet and we can return to the Garden of Eden and it's beautiful, it's going into the field. So more and more people are going to be woven into this cloth that many are creating, and we're creating it right now. So just, yeah, lay it out there. Lay out the golden, silver golden carpet for those who want to ride on the magic carpet, right? It's a magic carpet ride. Yay. So this inner conflict, which is the polarity for consciousness and will, leads to the consciousness, leads to action. And then when we can move into the right use of will, divine right action, then we move into this divine space. We move into this dimension. Beautiful. Beautiful. Then we have Shakti, which is the positive power of God. So we have Shakti activation. So that's what we've been doing for a long time together, probably lifetimes. Who knows? Who knows? So there is no conflict. We can even say that God is a polarity. It's the polarity of the infinite with the conflict of the limited negative mind. So our negative mind is there to help us remember the divine. Ooh, I like that. Our negative mind is there to help us remember the divinity of the divine. That's our little mantra for the week. So let's go ahead. We're going to do Ungsung Waheguru. That means part of Guru Angad. I'm a limb of the guru. I'm part of the whole thing. Beautiful. Let's see here. Let me see if I can get cue it up. Q&A. Wow.